Here at the sheltered tent in the Rimal neighborhood in western Gaza City, the family of Hussam's Beta is carrying out daily life inside a tent, in spite of recent Israeli army threats toward Gaza. Hussam, who is a staff nurse for people with special needs at the local Al-Wafa hospital, has faith that God is watching them with care.
I am staying at this place, whether to live or die and become a martyr. It is the same for me and my family. I have been displaced multiple times, from Khan Yunis to Rafah to Deir el-Balah to Gaza City. We have already been torn apart, and what else might happen to us by then? Maybe I will be one of the last 10% of the population remaining. I live my life normally, and I go to my work as a nurse at the Al-Wafa Hospital.
The entire seven-member family had lived in the Shija'iyah neighborhood east of Gaza City before the war. Following the January truce, they returned back to Shija'iyah. Yet recently, the family has been displaced again, now out in the street, here in western Gaza City. Islam Speta is the wife of Hussam. She expresses her thoughts under displacement.
The hardest moment is when you're forced out of your home or area. We can only leave for the sake of our children. That is unbearable. Our children are little ones, as you see. We live terribly with bad smells and garbage around, as well as the noise, especially out in this street.
Noor Speta is sister of Hussam. She is from the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Hanun and is now displaced near her brother in the same Rimal neighborhood. She regrets having been displaced by Israeli evacuation orders.
I can only move within Gaza City's boundaries. If they approach Rimal, I will move to Shati and so on. I don't think they will act in all areas. But I regret having been displaced to the south. My brother-in-law stayed in the north, and he hasn't been displaced for a year and a half.
On Monday, the Islamist Hamas party responded to mediation efforts underway, accepting last offer of 60-day truce. Egyptian and Qatari mediators say that the ball now is in the court of Israel. Israel is now studying Hamas response, whether it would agree or proceed with its new military plans for Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.